WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile. Okay, that was Mount Joy, I think. Let's see. Okay, that should be stopping soon. All right, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day. Warmer than yesterday, which is, you know, we'll take it. It's a good day to go to the beach if you can do that. And we're just getting ready. It's the month of Elul, the Hebrew month, and we're less than 30 days away from Rosh Hashanah. So we start to blow the shofar to wake ourselves up, to wake everybody else up. I've been doing that in the morning with my learning in the group in the morning. And I didn't bring the shofar today. I forgot. But hopefully I'll bring it next week. So let me share a message with you. This is about Raiders football star Henry Ruggs. I guess he chose to drive drunk and smash his Corvette into Tina Tintor's Toyota, horrifically burning her to death and ending his own life as he had known it. Drunk driving is a crime that kills, and there is always a safe way to get where you need to go. So, if you've been drinking alcohol, never even think about driving a motor vehicle. People die that way. Well, it's pretty awful. Public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, I'll share a little bit about the holiday with you. I'm going to actually, let me get started off with something from the Eden Rachel Project. And, yeah, we'll do that.
Baby, I love. Baby, I love.
Trying again to get something to play off of my phone, and I don't think it was working because it didn't sound like it. All right, so let's turn this off. Don't know why that doesn't work. Anyway, Vicky Burns is who I was trying to play for you, and she is going to be coming up here to the Boston area. She's going to be doing a gig at the Mad Monkfish. And tickets are available for $200. That's in Cambridge. They have sushi and sashimi and cool jazz. It's 524 Mass Avenue in Central Square, Cambridge. And reservations by phone, 617-441-2116. So she's going to be with a couple of local musicians. Let's see, we've got, there's so much here in this. Okay, so let's see who's going to be with her. Oh, that's not what I wanted. That's giving me, my friend Sue sent me this information. It's a long interview, and that's not what we want. We don't want the full interview. It says Vicky's new album is out today. She sounds fantastic, much stronger and wiser. Several songs on her new album are jazz instrumentals set to lyrics, two originals mixed in a few standards. Arrangement by her trio's bassist Sam Bevan. Now, I thought And she's on Spotify, so if you have that, you can go check out what she sounds like. Drummer Les Harris Jr., bassist John Lockwood, pianist Mark Shalansky will all be joining her. So I hope to be at that. So it's September 10th at 4 p.m., a Sunday afternoon jazz series at the Mad Monkfish. All right. I'm sorry I couldn't get that to play. I'm going to try the other line, but I just haven't had success. I don't know what I'm doing wrong plugging into this on the board, but let's see. We'll try again and see maybe if I can get this to... All right, so let's see where there's the other link in here. I don't have the CD yet. She tried to send it to me and had a problem. Hopefully it'll come by next week. All right, so we'll try this same thing, see if this will work. All right, this is not working, and I do not know why. Sorry, folks. She has a lovely voice. So, Vicki Burns. All right. So, we'll go instead to Jacob's Ladder. Thank you. Sorry, folks, just having a little bit of a technical situation for a change. Get something going here pretty soon. Let's see, we've got Fourth World with Seven Steps coming up. And, oh, I see what I did. Okay, I didn't lose a CD. That's great. I thought I had. All right, so, Fourth World. Okay, that's good.
Oh, 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 oh מוח יוצא מן הכלל. נכון שיש לנו ראש מצוין, מוח יוצא מן הכלל, אבל גבל, איפה הרגליים? אבל גבל, איפה הרגליים? אין לנו דרך אחרת, מוכרחים לרקוד. 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 נכון שיש לנו ראש מצוין, מוח יוצא מן הכלל. נכון שיש לנו ראש מצוין, מוח יוצא מן הכלל, אבל גבל, איפה הרגליים? איפה הרגליים?
Okay, so we have listened to, let's see, that was Yehuda Glantz, Muchrachim Likrod, and it's from his CD called Gotta Dance. Before that, Fourth World. The CD is called Fourth World, and the song is Seven Steps. Before that, we heard from Jacob's Ladder, their new CD called Beit El, and it's a song called Nisun Halal. And the Idan Rachel project before that, from the Traveling Home CD, Say God. Okay, and we're going to listen to something from, oh, I guess this didn't go in. Wait a minute. Nope. Okay, I guess this didn't load up. Let's see if we can get this to load. Actually, I wanted to share with you something from Israel 21st Century. This is a site which I find a lot of incredibly interesting information on. And all right, there we go. It's AI makes audio dubbing faster and cheaper. Brothers Ophir and Nir Kakowski say their ultimate goal is to make multinational content available to everyone. It's an article by Julia Cara. Let's see what she has to say. Okay, so technology powered by artificial intelligence seems to be everywhere nowadays. AI-generated music that can mimic voices of the biggest stars to the seemingly omnipotent ChatGPT, which can offer an answer to almost any question. Now, there's Deep Dub, a Tel Aviv-based startup that uses AI algorithms to automate dubbing in different languages. Deep Dub CEO Ophir Kakowski co-founded the company in 2019 with his brother Nir, who now serves as CTO. In the span of less than 4 years, the 30-strong startup has already raised over $26 million. That's a lot of money. Aiming to bridge the language gap, despite being relative newcomers in the corporate tech world, the brothers have decades of experience. Nir was one of the founders of the cyber unit at the Israel Security Agency, Shane Bin, nearly 20 years ago. Ophir served in the Israel Air Force's OFEC 324 tech unit, where he founded and headed IAF's Machine Learning and Innovation Department. We worked together during our service as well, says Ophir. We're like working together very much. Each one of us brings his own strengths to the table. They entered the private tech sector wanting to use the vast knowledge they had accumulated to help make the world a better place. Despite most of Deep Dub's customers at the moment being streaming services that carry multinational content, Ophir says the startup was established with the bigger goal of granting people access to knowledge. Today, knowledge-based content is not accessible to many people around the world, and the reason for that is the language barrier, Ophir says, Israel 21st century. Ophir says most of the world consumes foreign content through dubbing, but companies don't rush to dub all their material because bringing people into the studio and recording is an expensive and convoluted process. Yet people feel the most comfortable consuming content in their mother tongue. We feel safer. We can concentrate on the content itself and not the translation, which requires a lot of mental energy, especially if it's educational content, which children digest much better in audiovisual form. A lot of educational video content is in English, and if no one is dubbing it, that knowledge goes nowhere. Those children that don't have access to it are then left behind in life, Ophir says. Adding, the company focuses a lot on dubbing electronic learning material. It's a TikTok world. The world of the written word is in decline. This is the TikTok generation, says Ophir. The world is moving in a direction that's all about video. People spend more hours watching Instagram reels, TikTok clips, and YouTube shorts than on any other media platform. Explains that video not only conveys the information faster than print, but also utilizes more of our senses. In addition, video lends itself to multitasking. I can consume video or audio content while I'm cooking or driving. In this scenario, the subtitles are useless, he points out. As the world becomes more and more audiovisual focused, entertainment companies see dubbing as the way to connect to audiences that don't speak their language. Ophir says the first to understand this was Netflix. Today, everyone understands if you want to reach global circulation, you need to localize your content. Wow. Goes on quite a bit more detail, but I just think that's quite fascinating. It says we're not taking jobs, we're creating them. All right, so if you go to Israel 21C, 21st century, you can find this information. Very interesting. Okay, so let's go to
לשלוח שירים למוסף אבל אין לו כוח לא בא לו עכשיו נסגר לו בחדר ספר עד שלוש הוריד את הספדר שבר את הראש פתח את הדלת חלם על נשים היא מקולקלת בשקט נפשי אז תשתה פטוקי ותתעורר אתה משורר אז תשתה פטוקי זה עולמי אם לא תשיב אז מי ישיב אז מי הוא חשב על בלדה בארץ אבות שוב הורה אדם הוא נזכר בחובות ותמיד הם קוראים לו נושא הבשורה אבל משלמים לו לפי השורה וכיו בשקפיים לקרוא בעיתון עשה סיפורניים הביט בשעות תשתה קפה טורקי זה עולמי אם לא תשיב אז מי ישיב ולא האמין נכנס למקלחת לקח אספירין אשתו בבוקר ושאל הקר ושב לו בשקט הוא הביט בנייר איתי תן משהו קלאסי איתי אז תשתה קפה טורקי ותתעורר אתה משורר אז תשתה קפה טורקי זה עולמי אם לא תשיב אז מי ישיב אז מי ישיב
don't know why.
So beautiful, the children's voices. Okay, that's the Amudai Shesh Boys Choir. And from Samuel Berger presents Amudai Shesh Boys Choir. And okay, so I want to share something from the Chabad website on today, Chabad.org. Today in Judaism, today is Wednesday, Elul 6th. Of the year 5783, otherwise known as August 23rd, 2023 in the Gregorian calendar. Elul observances. As the last month of the Jewish year, Elul is traditionally a time of introspection and stock-taking, a time to review one's deeds and spiritual progress over the past year, and prepare for the upcoming days of Av, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. As the month of divine mercy and forgiveness, it is most opportune time for teshuvah, returning to God, prayer, charity, and increased ahavat Yisrael, love for a fellow Jew. In the quest for self-improvement and coming closer to God, Hasidic Master Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi likens the month of Elul to a time when the king is in the field, and in contrast to when he is in the royal palace. Everyone who desires is permitted to meet him, and he receives them all with a cheerful countenance and shows a smiling face to them all. Specific Elul customs include the daily sounding of the shofar, the ram's horn, as a call to repentance. The Baal Shem Tov instituted the custom of reciting three additional chapters of Psalms each day, from the first of Elul until Yom Kippur. And then on Yom Kippur, the remaining 36 chapters are recited, thereby completing the entire book of Psalms. Wow. So I kind of forgot about that one. I read the book of Psalms over a period of a month, 150 Psalms, so it's divided up into a certain section each day. And so I try to keep up with that. All right, so I also wanted to share something from this wonderful book. This is by Shimon Jacobson, 60 Days, A Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays. And it takes you through the months of Elul and Tishrei. And so it says, the first week of Elul is the fourth week in the 7 weeks of consolation, which began immediately following the destruction of Tisha B'Av. God comforts and consoles us while we work on rebuilding our relationship with him during Elul, as Moses did on Mount Sinai, thereby showing us that a relationship with him is a two-way street. The Midrash explains the progression of these 7 weeks as a dialogue between us and God, which reflects our introspection in the month of Elul. Week 1, God sends his messengers, the prophets, to console the people after the destruction of the temple. Week 2, the Jewish people ask the messengers, why are you coming here? We want God to come. Week 3, the messengers return and tell God the nation is not consoled. Week 4, the first week of Elul, God agrees and begins consoling the people himself. Week 5, God's consolation intensifies. Week 6, the consolation reaches a more profound and powerful level. Week 7, the week before Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish people tell God, we rejoice in your consolation. Why doesn't God himself console the people at the very beginning? Why does he send messengers and allow 3 whole weeks to pass by before he acts? God teaches us here that we have the power to bond with each other and to console each other. Though we are mortals and may be weak, God tells us that one vulnerable person can console another. It's a great gift that one person can give to another. Very nice. So, the 7 weeks of consolation correspond to the 7 emotions, which evolve from the 7 divine emotional attributes. These are love, discipline, compassion, ambition, humility, bonding, and sovereignty. These emotions comfort us, like the glow on a teacher's face as he prepares to give birth to a new revelation, which was conceived in the 3 weeks of affliction. These glowing emotions motivate and prepare us for the work we must do to receive the new revelation and perspective on life. This work entails teshuvah in order to grow and be receptive to a new perspective. We must suspend our former perspectives and free ourselves from old behavior patterns. Teshuvah consists of 2 steps, the 2 weeks of teshuvah which follow the 7 weeks of consolation. Lower teshuvah, which cleans up the past, and higher teshuvah, which opens up the future. It is the latter which allows us to finally receive the new revelation of the 2nd tablets on Yom Kippur. After all this work, we are finally ready to celebrate our reception of the new concept. And we celebrate this on Shemini Atzeret and Simchat Torah, Reb Hillel of Patrish. So this is the week of Netzach, endurance, and ambition. And it radiates in this first week of Elul, the fourth of the 7 weeks of consolation. And my Hebrew name is Nechama. I added Chaya Nechama years back. Chaya means life, so that's very relevant. So we're going to go now to this.
Ra ra ra.